Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Essence of Success Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, welcome everyone to In the Studio with Linus every Wednesday. You know that it's 6 p.m. and it's 9 p.m. right now on the East Coast. Well, we know we discuss entertainment news, hot topics, sports, or news of the weird. Always something to laugh about and learn, of course. So call in and join the show with your comments or opinions. All are welcome. Remember, keep it respectable. The chat room is open. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. If there's any subject matter you would like to see discussed, send me a message on Facebook.com at the Essence of Success Radio Network. And thank you all, whether you're listening around the world on the phone or in the chat room, for supporting this show. We are so grateful. Well, there's so much news today, you guys. You wouldn't believe, from entertainment to sports to just general news. And Donald Trump, he won in Vegas. What can I say? I think we should go ahead and cover Donald. Let's get him out the way now, okay? I know he's our favorite, huh? Well, Donald Trump cements his front-runner status with Nevada. In Nevada caucuses on Tuesday, in a resounding win that cemented his position as a Republican presidential frontrunner with a lead that could soon be unassailable. The billionaire reality TV star has now won 3 of the 4 early nominated states after other convincing wins in South Carolina and New Hampshire. The Nevada result was called at 9 p.m. last night by the Associated Press, with all precincts that reported by 2:30 a.m. They had a remarkable 45.9% at that time of the vote. Now, Mark Rubio and Ted Cruz, the two senators best placed to challenge Trump, battled it out for second place, y'all. Rubio received 23.9% of the vote, and Cruz got 21.4%. You know what? I was shocked. I didn't know Carson was still in the race. I thought his butt dropped off. Anyway, he got 4.8%. But I thought he had left. And Cash got 3.6. However, the race for second place was overshadowed by the magnitude of Trump's victory, which exit polls indicated was predicted upon a sweep of virtually every single demographic in the state, including those previously considered loyal to his rivals. Well, you know, what is Vegas about, y'all? It's all about money, okay? At his Las Vegas victory party at the Treasure Island Hotel and Casino, Trump described the diversity of his supporters. We won the evangelicals. We won with young. We won with old. We won with highly educated. We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated. We're the smartest people. We're the most loyal people. He got the loudest applause when he pointed out exit polls that showed he won close to half the Latino vote. The exit data from CNN was based on a small sample, okay, y'all, of Latino voters. But it was nonetheless surprising, though, because he figures for a candidate who has called Mexicans rapists and criminals. Number one with Hispanics, Trump said. I'm really happy about that, you dumb fuck. But anyway. Okay, yeah, I had to put that on. Now, I'm still looking. I'm trying to find out about who won between Hillary Sanders, Bernie Sanders. Because at one point, they were neck and neck. So I need to check that out and see. Okay, on to entertainment news. This year's Grammy was this week's biggest entertainment news event. First, big shout-outs to the winners with rapper Kendrick Lamar picking up 5 trophies and figuratively and literally setting the Grammy stage on fire with his performance. I don't know if y'all saw that. It was interesting, to say the least. Other winners included Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars for Uptown Funk as Record of the Year and Pop Duo Group Performance. Mavis Davis for Best American Roots Performance. Kirk Franklin, Wanna Be Happy as Best Gospel Song. Lala Hathaway for Best Traditional R&B Performance. Two of The Weeknd included Earn It for Best R&B Performance. 2 for D'Angelo, including Best R&B Album for Black Messiah, and President Jimmy Carter for Best Spoken Word Performance. Well, all righty then. I think they deserve a hand clap, don't y'all? Let's give them a hand clap. That wasn't it. We're not trying to send them up. You know, I feel stupid. I'm not trying to send them up facts. I'm trying to. There we go. Okay, meanwhile, it's been said the best performance came in the form of the drama that happened backstage. Lauryn Hill missed out on performing a duo with The Weeknd. Her people said she had a disagreement with producers on performance and what each party wanted. The Grammy people said she just didn't show up. Unfortunately for Lauryn, the Grammy folks are going to be believed because she's got the type of rep. Yes, she does, for her lateness, appearances, and disappearances. Then there's Rihanna, who canceled her appearance after a reported emotional meltdown on the rehearsal stage. Some attributed to her finding out Beyonce, fresh off her show stealing Super Bowl appearance, would be there and maybe steal the show again. Rihanna's rep said, not true. It was bronchitis, and doctor's orders that kept the singer away. All right. As long as that helps you to sleep at night, Rihanna, I don't have no problem with it. Then there was the tribute drama. Lionel Richie, the late king of pop, Michael Jackson, and the late king of blues, B.B. King, all got wonderful salutes from Tyrese, Brick House, John Legend, Easy, Bonnie Raitt, and Gary Clark Jr. The Thrill is Gone, and Miguel, She's Out of My Life, as did the Eagles' Glenn Frey and the legendary David Bowie from Lady Gaga. But Earth, Wind, and Fire's Maurice White and Natalie Cole only got seconds. Stevie Wonder tried to correct this. The Motown legend presented an award and while doing it chose to sing a cappella that's the way of the world with the group Petrodonics to a standing ovation. Meanwhile, Natalie Cole's family released a statement saying they were both disappointed and hurt that the late multiple Grammy winning songstress was only acknowledged with a brief video clip. The family says the tribute was very different from what they were told was going to happen, and they felt quite disrespected, y'all. Okay. Holly Robinson-Pete joined Natalie Cole's family on social media. She blasted the Grammy and actress Stacey Dash by saying, "These types of slights are the reason why we need our own, like the BET Awards." Dash, of course, is the African-American actress and conservative commentator who says we shouldn't even have a BET or Black History Month. Yeah, y'all remember her, huh? Okay. Well, let's talk sports for a minute now. And a Super Bowl hero in a lot of controversy. While everyone was chiding Cam Newton for being a poor loser and doing a disservice to the NFL, a past allegation of sexual misconduct against Super Bowl winning quarterback Peyton Manning just got real. 20 years ago, while playing football at the University of Tennessee, Manning allegedly placed his privates on the face of a female trainer. The trainer filed a complaint and settled with the college. Now, six women have filed a lawsuit against the University of Tennessee for creating a hostile environment. And while they aren't suing Manning, they cite that 1996 incident. Now groups are calling for sponsors to speak out against Manning, and the NFL once again is being called out on the treatment of women by NFL players. There's been no comment from Manning so far. Well, I know you're just anxious for me to tell you about what's going on with Bill Cosby, and I'm here to accommodate you. Bill Cosby is in another high-profile star with past accusations of sexual misconduct that have come back. The famous comedian has now sued the women who was at the heart of his only criminal trial to date. Cosby faces indecent assault criminal charges in Montgomery County with the next hearing scheduled on March 2nd after losing two appeals to permanently squash the case. These criminal charges stem from a 2004 encounter with former Temple University employee Andrea Constant in Cosby's Pennsylvania home. Cosby says it was consensual, but Constant says she was drugged and assaulted against her will. The comedian faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted. Cosby is now suing Constant, her two lawyers, Constant's mother, and the parent company of the National Enquirer for breach of contract. Cosby's reps aren't elaborating yet on the suit, but they have been on record previously complaining that their settlement deal has been violated in the past by the release of the full deposition and statements to the press. Cosby settled the civil suit with Constant and two 2006. The deal included an undisclosed payoff and a confidentiality agreement. Meanwhile, Camille Cosby is set to be deposed February 22nd, which was yesterday, in the defamation lawsuit brought by eight of Cosby's accusers, as the appeals judge gave the green light for the deposition. Because Camille appealed that first ruling to testify, the appeal judge now says she doesn't have to answer husband and wife conversation questions. Many legal experts now believe the appeals judge gave Mrs. Cosby enough room not to answer any questions at all. Meanwhile, Bill Cosby has another appeal to squash the criminal charges based on the deal. Former DA Bruce Castor confirmed under oath that Cosby would never, ever be charged criminally if he testified in the civil case. Okay. Allen and Tawana Iverson are being sued. The Iversons are facing $20,000 suit from a homeowner association for the upkeep of their Atlanta home. Damn, Allen, what did you and your family do to them people's home? And now a lien has been placed on the property. In better news, Iverson is a finalist for the Basketball Hall of Fame. Okay, God bless you. The inductees will be announced in April, but other finalists include Shaq O'Neal, Kevin Johnson, Coach Tommy Izzo, and Cheryl Swoops, which all sounds like winners to me. Wish you the very best and God bless. The lawsuits continue with the estate of Bobby Christina Brown suing Bobby, Chris, aunt, and grandmother Pat Houston and Sissy Houston. Estate Administrator Bedelia Hargrove bought the suit, which claims the Houstons haven't paid out Bobby Chris's inheritance from her late mom, Whitney Houston. That money, the suit claims, is needed in order to cover the expenses of operating the late Bobby Chris estate. Pat and Sissy are also co-trustees of the estate. So this gets, well, you know, definitely a little sticky here. Bobby Chris died in 2015, last year, after spending most of that year in a coma from which she never emerged after being found underwater in a tub. No criminal charges to date have been filed. Well, Patti LaBelle and L.A. Reid, Lee Daniels, Spike Lee, Eric Holder, and Melody Hobson are all getting awards at the BET of Honors, hosted by who? Arsenio Hall. Hall has credited LaBelle many times for his mentorship and his big break in show business. The Best Honors has a new air date Monday, March 14th at 8 p.m. Write that on your calendars, March 14th at 8 p.m. Also, you know, on Monday we started the full moon. So just to, you know, bring you up to date about that. Okay, well, let's see. I do want to say this. We'll take a quick break. Reality TV Mob Wives co-star Angela Raiola, a.k.a. Big Ainge. She took her wings, y'all. Oh, I love Big Ainge. She took her wings. The VH1 show Mob Wives, sometimes thought of as a really Sopranos, followed several ladies with larger-than-life personalities who had connections to men all alleged to be involved in organized crime. Big Ainge was one of the standouts with her trademark fashion sense and her take-no-prisoners persona. That's her. Her battle with cancer began in the throat and then returned as brain and lung cancer. Angela Big Ainge Raiola was 55 years old. Yeah, she wasn't that old. We sure gonna miss you, Angie. I truly enjoyed you because you tried to keep the peace. You really did. And the last time I saw you really big was when you had the shower. Was it the shower or the wedding party for your son? Oh, I think it was the wedding party for wedding reception, I should say, for your son and his wife. So anyway, God bless you. I know you're flying around there probably telling them girls to act right, huh? I know. You will be missed. Well, let's see what's going on. Oh, ex-Disney star. Remember Orlando Brown, y'all? He's facing criminal charges. This all stems from an incident where Brown was arguing with his girlfriend in a parking lot and reportedly struck her. What? You ain't got no business putting your hands on no woman, Orlando. The parking lot was a police station. After Brown was taken into custody and searched, he was found with meth. What? Brown now faces domestic battery, drug possessions, and intent to sell charges. Brown faced previous charges for threatening a woman, but made a deal with authorities and paid a fine. Okay, y'all know Orlando. Okay. All right. I have no sympathy for domestic violence, so do what you do best, girlfriend of Orlando Brown. Another one. Did Kanye West have a meltdown? This week, West appeared on Saturday Night Live. I don't know if y'all saw that Saturday night. I didn't because I don't like him, so I didn't watch the show. As a musical guest, he won much acclaim when he brought out Kirk Franklin, Kelly Price, and Elle DeBarge to join him. But reports surfaced that during rehearsal, West launched into a tirade when he wasn't pleased with certain aspects of the presentation. Apparently, both SNL creator Lauren Michaels and West, Mrs. Kim Kardashian, had to calm him down. That was a forerunner of a week that also saw singer Taylor Swift fire back at West for a line in his new song that suggests Swift owes her career to him. Swift fired back as she accepted her Grammy for Album of the Year. Looks like Swift versus West is back on. Plus, it's also been revealed the Uber musician is over $50 million in debt. West doesn't need this. Friends are already whispering to the press about the man's mental state. Hey, I'm going to read something to y'all a little bit later that I wrote up about him on my website. You know, true that, because we can talk and clown him and all that, but on the real, the brother needs some help. Even his own wife is saying that now. Kim has come out and said that he probably does need, you know, needs to see somebody and talk down. Maybe he never resolved his mama death, and maybe he needs to sit down and talk to somebody about that, you know. Could be. Okay. Well, we also remember Evangelist Denise Matthews, you know, a.k.a. Vanity. Matthews burst upon the scene in the 1980s with the group Vanity Six and their Nasty Girl. Matthews signed to Motown Records and recorded a pair of solo albums. At the same time, she did work with boyfriend Prince and producers Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. From there, Matthews sequel into acting. The fast life caught up with her, and substance abuse took over for quite a number of years. Then Matthews left the business and turned her life over to Christ. She became an evangelistic and freed herself from the negativity that surrounded her life while she was in show business. The excesses of the past took a permanent toll on her health, and among other challenges, she battled kidney disease. Prince paid a fond tribute to the former singer actress during a recent tour stop in Australia, calling Headstrong because she was the finest woman in the world. Vanity's acting roles included Miami Vice, 52 Pickup, The Last Dragon with Tamika, and Action Jackson with Carl Weathers. Denise Matthews was 57 years old. Oh, and she also, okay. 50 years old lady have a target of November 27th, a release date for a sequel. Okay. Okay, well, host Chris Rock is on the cover of the March issue of Essence, and he's on the arm of a beautiful, beautiful actress. You know, Chris, 51, is currently divorcing his wife of 19 years, Malik Compton Rock, 46. But that hasn't stopped Chris from jumping back into the dating pool. He's been seeing 32-year-old actress Megalyn Echikawoke. The two have been seen spotted sporadically about town, but made a big public splash by attending Clive Davis' annual pre-Grammy party. The tabloids are having a field day, especially since Chris' divorce isn't final. It also looks like the proceedings could get touchy between him and the Malik, because Chris doesn't seem to acknowledge the third child Malik brought into the family from South Africa and some sticking points in their prenup. Meanwhile, Chris will be hosting the 88th Annual Academy Awards Sunday, February 28th. That's this Sunday, y'all. That's this Sunday. So, okay, well, we're going to take a break. And we come back, we're going to get into some sports news. And probably a little bit other news, too, but we're going to get into some sports news, too. Okay, be back in a minute.
give you a quick little clip, and then we'll talk about it, okay?
Defense. That's what the Giants executives should be chanting on the plane as they head to Indianapolis for this week's NFL Combine. The Giants had the worst defense in the league last year, and they haven't drafted a defensive player in the first round since 2011 when they took cornerback Prince Amukamara, who, by the way, is a free agent this year. They need help at cornerback. They need help at safety. They need linebackers. They need defensive linemen, especially 4-3 defensive ends who can rush the passer. Anytime the Giants have had success in their history, they've been able to disrupt opposing quarterbacks with their pass rush. But it's been a couple of years since they had anything resembling a dominant pass rush. And no matter what happens in free agency with Jason Pierre-Paul and Robert Ayers, they need to think about using that number 10 overall pick on the next great Giants pass rusher. That's the best possible use for that pick, and that's the way they should head into this week's combine, thinking about edge rushers and thinking about defense. The Giants could reasonably use all of their draft picks on defense this year. That's how much help they need on that side of the ball.
Okay. Well,
let's see how the teams are pairing up for this fall, y'all. Anyway, see how the teams are pairing up. So with the scouting combine, it kicked off this week. NFL Nation reporters take a closer look at the position, and we all are, and see how the teams fare out. Well, I will tell you this, y'all. I am just anxious to hear from Walter and David and Sam O and Gio and who else, Terry Bradshaw, Michael, to see what these guys have to say. What do they see coming up for the teams? Well, the Falcons need help on the offensive and defensive lines, along with more speed at linebacker. Now, the Arizona Cardinals, one common refrain from the Cardinals is this offseason has been the need to improve their pass rush big time. Baltimore Ravens, your cornerback is the most glaring void on the team. But the Ravens, you're due to finally draft a pass rusher in the first round. Now, Buffalo Bills, the Bills might need a new left tackle, but higher on their list of needs should be addressing the defensive front seven. Okay. Carolina Panthers at every down defensive end. A big cornerback and depth on the offensive line should be the priorities. Chicago Bears, well, y'all desperately require help on your defense, especially in the front seven, okay? And Cincinnati Bengals, with the chance of losing two wide receivers in free agency, Bengals, you might have a big need right there. Better think about that. Okay, next up, Cleveland Browns. Well, the Browns' never-ending search for a quarterback continues for the 13th offseason in a row. And that's all I'm going to say. Dallas Cowboys finding immediate help at cornerback, defensive end, and defensive tackle is a must. So we'll see about Dallas Cowboys. I have to check with my daughter on that one. She's a staunch Dallas Cowboy fans. Right, Dave? I know you hear me. Denver Broncos. Well, with two left tackles coming off injured reserve, the Broncos' top position of need is clear. Now, the Detroit Lions, they need to help in a bunch of places, both in finding starters and quality depth. Green Bay Packers, a three down inside linebacker and a tight end are on their list of needs. Houston, Texas, offense. The Texans have some defensive needs, but offense is what they need most. Indianapolis Colts, they have two glaring needs that must be addressed. Offensive line and pass rusher, you heard. Jacksonville Jaguars, the Jaguars' priorities are finding pass rushers and a free safety. Now, Kansas City Chiefs, they're thin in the cornerback. For this year they might be facing uncertainty. We'll just see. Now, the Los Angeles Rams quarterback is a primary need for the Rams, who have the number 15 pick. Okay. Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins entered this offseason with several well-defined needs, starting with linebacker. The Minnesota Vikings, the Vikings have made it clear they're looking for more from their offensive line. I know you are. New England Patriots, could the Patriots take a peek at former teammate of their first-round pick from 2015? And that's all I'm going to say. New Orleans Saints, after yet another dreadful season on defense, the Saints should target the best available defensive player. Please. New York Giants, they finished last in the league in defense and need 6 or 7 new starters on that side of the ball. New York Jets, the Jets must get faster on both sides of the ball. And they still don't have a clear-cut quarterback for the future. Oakland Raiders, the Raiders who won number 14 pick need to keep an eye on the top cornerbacks. Pittsburgh Steelers, a position of need is one the team has been trying to solve for years, y'all. Now, the Philadelphia Eagles, well, quarterback could become a position of need, especially if they part ways with Sam Bradford. San Diego Chargers, they must add some talent. Let me say that again. Y'all need to find some talented playmakers on defense to compete in the AFC. Okay, San Diego, let me say that again. Get some talented playmakers so you can compete on the defense side. Okay, San Francisco 49ers, so much is in flux with the rebuilding Niners that it's hard to say where they'll go this year. With the number 7 pick, who knows? Now, the Seattle Seahawks, expect the Seahawks to look for offensive line help. You think? As they could lose 2 starters to free agency. Wow. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers needed help in the secondary at cornerback and at safety. Tennessee Titans. The Titans have a laundry list of needs, but protecting quarterback Marcus Mariota is their top priority. And Washington Senators, or Redskins, the Redskins need to upgrade several areas, starting with the defensive line. Okay, and that's a combined report on the draft that's beginning this week. Let me see if I can give you some NBA scores. Let's see what's going on in the NBA right quick. Oh, okay, fourth quarter. Detroit is beating Philadelphia 93-65. All right now. Fourth quarter, Miami is beating Golden State. Get out of here. But it's only 90-89, so it's only by 1 point. That's a good game. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's going on now. It's the fourth quarter. And it's 8 minutes left. Yeah, okay. Also in the fourth quarter is Minnesota and Toronto. Toronto is over Minnesota right now. It's 93-90. Third quarter, Chicago is over Washington, 74-62. Third quarter, Memphis is over the Lakers, 86. Memphis, 86. Lakers, 74. Second quarter, just starting, Dallas, 48. Oklahoma Thunder is over Dallas, 51-48. Final, CHA, 103. Cleveland, 114. Indiana beat New York 108-105. Let me see, who else can I give you? Yeah, that's it. So there's your NBA report. Okay. Now I'm going to discuss some things that I wanted to talk about real quick about from the Emmys. Okay. Because you know I'm going to have something to say. What I want to say about from the Emmys, because, I mean, it was the clothes. Okay. The Grammys, not the Emmys. I'm sorry, y'all. It was the Grammys. It just was held last week. I enjoyed the Grammys after the show. Very rarely watch it while in progress. May I say I was frightened to discover what the nominees would grace us with in fashion this year. Well, they never fail to surprise me, y'all. Look, why don't everybody just come nude? Why bother to wear clothes that barely cover your body? I saw Ciara dressed and thought, why bother? Just put some panties and a G-string on or a thong and call it a day. Not just picking on her, there were several nominees or winners dressed like they were attending a Las Vegas pool party. Now listen, y'all. this is what I know. Children, teenagers, and college folks watch these shows, right? So you imagine to these young folks is to go out and expose yourself, your image, and hope you're not called a hoe or even worse, get raped because you think this is appropriate dressing when going out on the town. No. In fact, hell to the no, Whitney. This is respecting yourself, honor, pride, worth, a so-called female. A lot of these entertainers have children, so I guess your teenager is admired for exposing her body in public, like their mothers. You're a singer, not a burlesque act. Stay in your lane, in thought and dress. Be that example for folks to look up to, not an exhausted tramp. Now, I have congrats to Taylor Swift. Enjoy your speech. About time you got back at Kanye West. Everybody deserves a chance to win and be heard. So congrats to you for your courage and strength, Taylor, to stand up for yourself. Kanye West. Now, earlier, y'all, when I was reading the entertainment news, I told you I was going to get serious and not clown him and talk about him. So this is my thing on Kanye West. I could say he is a nutcase, but observing his behavior now for several years, I believe this young man needs serious counseling. It is good to love yourself and think highly of yourself, but there is a difference, Kanye, if you bipolar or a narcissistic personality. Now he is calling on the elite for financial help. Really? I quote a sore. You knew what you were doing every minute of the day. Control, 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 Kanye. Wasn't that your cheerer of choice? Huh? Ask your wife. You're married to one of the Kardashians. Back up and take a sober look at yourself. I mean sober look at yourself. Spiritually, mentally, and physically. Try loving yourself. Forgive yourself. And then thank the highest good, Kanye, for your life. You just might see a change for the better. Remember, brother, it begins with you. Okay? It begins with you. Okay, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to In the Studio with Lennis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. I'm sorry, yeah, I have to laugh at myself because I'm on two networks, but this network I own. The other one, I mean, I took my name brand over there too, but it's just funny. Okay, anyway, we are back, so let's get on with the rest of the news. Okay, so this is, and let me tell you, you know, you can always go to my website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com, where you can get psychic readings, your monthly horoscope. I also do yearly horoscope. If you want to hear any of the radio shows that's on during the week, you just go there, and at the top of the page it says radio show. Click on and just go down and click to the show that you'd like to hear. There's also prayers on my website and poetry and also sports. So, yeah, I'm kind of a round-the-way person. So, you know, check me out. If you like it, leave me a little note, let me know, and subscribe to it. Hey, that's even better. Okay, so this is the article. Y'all know that I'm a psychic reader, by the way, and just to let you know. I do psychic readings every day from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at night on the West Coast, which is up until 10 o'clock at night on the East Coast, every day. And you go in through this website, www.theessenceofsuccess, at the top of the page, click on Intuitive Readings, and you got me. So I'm addressing, it seems as of late, that I'm got clients that are having distress issues with relationships. I think that was pretty PC. So the title of my article is Lonely Women, Desperate Times, by me. Okay, then. I'm writing this article to hopefully help some of you women out there. You don't need a man in your life to complete you. What you need is to love yourself first, totally and unconditionally, and then the man will enter your life to fill that void. Women that are desperate to have companionship do some of these behavioral examples. 1, get pregnant just to keep a man or to have a man. Okay, there's such a thing as a sperm donor, and then there's also a father. Can be both sometime, but unless you're married, they're the sperm donor. Unless it's a gentleman that really believes in being a father, a parent, a daddy. But you can't force a man to be a father. Be a sperm donor, that ain't no problem. But you can't force him to be a father, so you women better think about that. When you find that gold line D, you let me know. 2, these are all desperate behaviors for women looking for companionship. Giving a man money to keep tabs on him or just to keep him near and dear to you. And I mean like, oh, you done bought the Negro a cell phone. So you checking it at night once he's asleep, if he's spending the night at your house or if you two were shacked up. Okay. Why even bother? You know, why even spend money? Like, I bought you a cell phone. I help you put half the money down on your car. I help you with your child support payment. Did he ask you or did you volunteer? Did he put a gun on you and tell you or a knife that you better help him pay child support or you better give him half the money on this car or you better buy him this new suit? I mean, I just really want to understand. Did this man threaten you within an inch of your life? Because that's the only reason I can understand why you're giving a man money. If you're married, that's different. But if he's singing out here, which this article is about companionship, and you shouldn't have no man. Any man that you be with should be able, not saying he has to go fancy-dancy, just say that the man should be able to make you feel comfortable and enjoy one another. Is he going to take you to the Ritz? No, but I bet you he'll take you to the Applebee and you'll still be somebody, okay? 3, causing a lot of drama. Wow, that's a heck of a way to hold on to a relationship or to even assume companionship. 9 times out of 10, women don't even want to be bothered with drama, let alone a man. But that's the quickest way to escape from you, come with the drama. I'm not telling you you have to put up with everything or you have to kiss somebody's behind or walk on eggshells, but know who you are and the character who you are. You are somebody, male or female. So why are you bringing drama? We can only live in this moment, in this time. That is perfection, okay? Number 4, bringing up his past or your past. Yeah, you got to let that go. Live in the moment, live in the present right now. What's in the past is in the past. Now, if, and this is companionship now, I don't want to hear about it. I hear you people better. Yeah, well, you know what? We've been together 10 years. Well, y'all in a relationship. You like married folks. No, because, of course, then that's a different scenario. How many times are you taking back? How many times are you forgiving? Do you need to be throwing stuff up in his face or her face, either one? So bringing up the past, no, it don't last, okay? Leave it alone. Only this time, this moment, that hour, that minute is gone. Number 5, judging this man from your past relationship. Now, I put man, but I should have put man slash women, because you men do it too. You ain't fooling nobody. Y'all do it too. You know how I know? Have you ever seen a man, if he was really in love with a woman and it was his fault that he messed up and the next woman he gets with looks just like the woman he just left? Hello, somebody. Y'all notice that? Oh, okay, I'm not the only one. I didn't think so. Y'all notice that too? Be like, wow, that look like your past girlfriend or that look like your past man. Okay, so take the relationship for what it's worth. Of course, you know to check each other out, male or female, so that they, you know who you're getting involved with for sure. But whatever had happened in the past, it's in the past. You go from what's going on today. And number 6, ignoring all red flags about this female or male. What is wrong with you people? Are you looking for blood red? Is that what it is? Because you got these nickel and dime, kibble and bits men. Come on, y'all. The red flags are there for a difference. That's why we said, hoo-hoo, quote-unquote red. Danger, fire, warning. So listen to them. You might let one pass, you might let two, but 3, then evidently that's your choice. You into S&M. That's all I can figure. And number 7, there's many, but these were just my 7, just got out of jail. I don't need to say anything more about that one. I mention these examples to make you think. When did you stop loving yourself? How is anyone supposed to love you when you don't even love yourself? Learn to love yourself. Forgive yourself. Thank the highest good, God, Buddha, Muhammad, whoever, every day. Why do you reject loving yourself? Who or whom is more important than you? Who are you holding on to the past? Why are you holding on to the past? We all get lonely sometimes and wish for companionship. Does this mean we forget who we are? To fill a void in your life, you must fill the void within you first. A man is a bonus, just like a woman is to a man or a male to a female. When you are desperate and don't listen or see the red flags or love yourself, tell me, what kind of ending are you looking for? Do you really think, ask yourself, will I be happy? Will I be a better woman with this person or a depressed soul? So this is what I want you ladies out there and gentlemen to think about. Even my clients, even the folks that you call in on the psychic show, I hope you're listening today. I desire a partner. I create this reality with my intention, with the belief that I am, in fact, deserving of having a partner with integrity who has dealt with his issues, his or her issues, and is working on him or herself. And he sees in me something to be treasured and adored. I draw this person to me by being my most authentic self, by honoring that I am profoundly lovable, by accepting and understanding just how special and unique I am, and not settling for someone who is not my equal. I invite real, true, deep, abiding love into my life. I desire a partner who revels in being partnered with me, who sees me as a treasure, who challenges me to be a better woman or a better man, who stimulates my mind, body, and soul with his or her character, integrity, intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional, sexual, equal, who is available to love and be loved. Thank you, everybody, for joining me today on In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I'm so glad that you joined me today. I had a good time, and I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope the entertainment news brought you up to date. And, of course, my NFL friends, now you know the rest of the story. And women, let's start loving ourselves more and think about that anyway. Thank you for joining me today. I am so thankful and grateful. See you next week at, that's right, 6 o'clock. I know y'all know what time it is. Well, 9 o'clock for you folks on the West Coast. And listen, tune in tomorrow night. It's the High School Agenda program for teenagers by teenagers. And it's at 7 o'clock on the East Coast. If you're on the West Coast, it starts at 4 p.m. So as soon as y'all get out of school on the West Coast, turn on blogtalkradio.com/Linus. Go to High School Agenda. Your host is Vakia, and y'all just going to have a good time. They've been having some